In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So we continue talking about the marriage and this relationship that is actually it's the most important relationship in the life of a human being. If you imagine with me a little bit, if we break down the body of a human being, not the soul, not as only break down only the body, what will we end up with? Some solid matters like these bones and teeth and all these strong metals. It's there. Solid matters. And some fluids that runs everywhere, and if we collect them all together in a big jar. And some air. There's nothing more than these three components, actually. It's air, fluids, and solid matters. But the three of these are reflection of the inner needs of a human being. And the loss of balance between any of these three components or three big groups of components would create big damage to the whole body. So the main issue here is how to keep the balance of the whole thing, even though you can just separate them. So, but this is only was made in unity by the grace of God, by the power of the creation. But still, there is a big mystery in that. The solid matters, actually, it reflects on our security. It tells us that we need security. We need a shape. The bone is creating a shape for a human being. And imagine with me, for example, if you can take a human being alive and take all the bones out, what will you end up with? A very slimy thing that you can just push in one direction, an eye would come up, and it will be so weird, actually. So security is a very important identity. And sometimes when we lose this security and we lose the identity from within, we try to get it from without, from outside. And the closest that we could catch on is our partner. The closest person that we will just, someone is drowning. So the closest person is just like close to you, then you can catch and you want to keep. And then you create a relationship of ownership instead of partnership. And this would be a very dangerous kind of relationship that will challenge the whole marriage, the whole relationship. Because someone is just holding so firm in someone else and keeping because this other person feels that I own you. I can't live without you. And then it comes with a very beautiful words, actually. I love you so much, I can't live without you. Then I need to keep an eye on you all the time. So you are watched, not living in a free way of living. And this concept of ownership is so dangerous. But it's not coming that someone just love someone. It's not love, actually. It's lack of security. And this person, because it's lacking security or shape or identity, then he wanted or she wanted to own the other partner. And here, we want to say, like, this is something that it's people, most of the time, they suffer from. And they suffer that this person is just not leaving me and I'm suffocating. It's really too much. Of just like too much love. or what is so-called love, it's too much of it, then suddenly you're drowning. And the point here, a relationship of ownership is not what we really need. And instead of trying to solve this relationship, just someone is owning someone and trying to show much of interest, it's better that we go with this person who feels that this one that they want to keep on catching. We need to go down to the real problem and solve the security concept of this person. And here we want to say, like, where is your security? Where is your security in marriage? Is it actually with the other partner? Is it really your security lays there? Or your security lays on God within you? And here we go back to this foundation. Where is your security? And this is something really I feel like some people, they don't think that my security lays in the hand of God. That's why I wanted to have it with other partner. And of course, this is a big fight within me, within a person, that where should I go? Because it's a big fight between security and excitement. And these two are fighting together. That's why a lot of people, they have to choose between either excitement or security. And sometimes they are contradicting each other. What's really exciting for a person sometimes is not really security. And then here is a big challenge. And people actually, most of the time, they wanted their security and then they go to the ownership instead of searching for the deeper part of it. The second component is representing for us the fluidity, the renewal. And within marriage, you need to have renewal. And most of the time, because our renewal lays on the culture of consumerism. And that means, as much as you consume the other, or as much as you consume other things, then you feel that you need to do more and have more of this materialism, so you will feel renewed. And here we lay in another big damage for the marriage, because we think that renewal is connecting to consume. And this is some really hard relationship. People need to spend a lot, do more, and striving to get more, striving to do more, and then you're not satisfied. And here, I just want to give you an example. Have you ever been dancing with your shadow? Did you try that? Dancing with your shadow. And this is it's really a beautiful dance, actually. You can go ahead and try that. If you just see this, it's my hand is just like whatever I move. Most of the time, we think that I sit and dream and I wanted something and I think that if I will get this thing, I will be happy. Then it's a demand. Then it's like my shadow. It comes within me. It's like a shadow. Then I want to get my shadow. Then I want to catch my shadows. Then I go. I move with my feelings and I move with all of me. My wants, my mind, my thoughts towards the shadow, because this is what I wanted. And then the shadow goes away. And sometimes we play this game that I want this way or that way. And wherever I go, trying to catch my shadow or dance with my shadow never comes to me. And then here, I would say, please, don't go to your shadow. Ask your shadow to come to you. Demand it. request your shadow to come to you. And this is very simple, actually. It's not a magic. All what you need to do is very simple. Just center yourself with the light. Then your shadow will come to you. It's very simple. Isn't it? If you have an angle with the light, then you create a shadow. But if you are centered with the light, then your shadow comes to you. It's very simple. So if you are actually having your renewal within the spirit, the spiritual life, the Spirit of God in you is having the renewal within you, then you will find yourself that what could be the renewal here is not to consume the other partner and demand this and demand this. And this, of course, conflicts with love, because you can't consume someone and then you are saying that you love this person. And the problem is not the other partner if he is not enough. Sometimes people would always think of themselves, I'm not enough. Whatever I do, it's not enough. And this is create a big challenge for the marriage, because simply you are always not enough. Whatever you do is not enough. And that means the problem actually is not in the other partner. The problem is in within you, that you are living as a dancer with a shadow. And all what you need to do is to reevaluate the concept of renewal within you in the Spirit of God. It's very simple. But still it's very hard to do, because you need to be really working within yourself to see what actually makes you happy, what makes you feel joyful. It's not what you can get, but it's what's in you. And this is something that you need to work on it. And it's very strange that the security, the shape, the ownership, and the renewal, the consumerism within you, between you and yourself and your partner, is actually conflicting each other all the time. What you feel that you can feel relaxed with is boring, actually. Yes, you need it. You need this security, but it's boring. And what you really feel like you will be really filled with excitement is dangerous. And then you need to balance between the two. But I tell you, if a person or a marriage, a relationship, would lack renewal, it will die. Because simply, we need, as human beings, we need the fluidity in our life. But the fluidity would not continue with consumerism. It will not continue with always demanding. It will continue and have a natural flow if you deal with yourself, with the inner renewal of the person inside us. And this is, it's a personal work besides, it is a work with the other partner to understand why you're consuming, why you demand. It's not a demand of love, it's a demand of that you always want. You cannot satisfy. Where is the satisfaction within the person? And you could see it in the physical realm or in the psychological realm. People always wanted just more. And where this lays in your spiritual life or your inner person. The third component actually is the most beautiful one. If you see that a body would have, the bones are intact and everything is okay, and all the vessels and all the fluidity are okay, and there is no air, what would happen to the person? Definitely this person would never live. And here, what is the balance here of our spiritual life? The spirit of God in me. And this spiritual life is so important. And it's the most beautiful thing in the whole three issues here is the balance. Because most of the time, the spirituality conflicts actually with hypocrisy. If security reflects with ownership, If fluidity conflicts with consumerism, spirituality conflicts with hypocrisy. And many of the families or your own personal life, you live a spiritual life. You think you live a spiritual life. And you think that what you do, actually attending the Mass and have the meetings and read the Bible, and then you're not real. So here is a very important thing in the relationship with another person, that you are real. Real of what you're saying. It's not a lot of talks. And it's exactly with the relationship with God, it reflects as well with the relationship with another person. You could stand up with God and say, Lord, I love you. You are my Father. And you and you and you and you. And then you actually forget. Forget Him in the most important point in your life. And we are not present. And we are not real of what you're saying to Him. I give you an example. We all attend the Mass today. And everybody was happy and it was a real big focus. But do you remember what the Catholic epistles were talking about? Was the message there for you? Do you remember what St. Paul said to you? Then, here, the point is that I have been there, and with my whole being, with my whole body and presence, I'm telling God, here I am for you. But then, you are not real. You're not actually there. And that means that you are telling something, you're saying something, and you're doing other things. Or you are saying something and you don't do anything. You are not present. You are not real of what you say. And that means you are reflecting your inner person. Then you are conflicting with your spirituality. And that means when a conflict like this happens, then the spirit suffocates. Then the air is not there. And then this is a big challenge in the relationship, not with God only, but with a human being. Because then you get used to say something and you're not real. You may say to God, Father, and you don't mean it. And you could say to Him, I love you, and you don't mean it. Then you are easily say to your spouse, I love you, and you don't really mean it. You can say as well that I care for you, and you really don't care. And you could say that I do everything for you, and then you do nothing. And this is actually what's happening. So I feel like I want to give you an image of a human being, and we can just put all the components together, which creates a little bit of an idea about some of the conflicts or the challenges that faces the marriage. Security reflects with ownership, or conflicts with ownership. Fluidity, renewal, and its conflict with consumerism. And spirituality, and its conflict with hypocrisy. And the three of them, if you are not able to put the balance with all of them, our body, if it has much more space for the air, it will not be sound. It will not live exact what God wants to. Or the fluidity, if it takes much more space than it should be, then it's a problem. Then God has created the balance within us to put everything in order, that everything has its own space and its own time and its own value. And that means that I need to keep this within me first and then keep it with the partner, with the spouse. And that means that you need really to think of your ownership concept, consumerism concept, hypocrisy concept, and its reflection with your spouse. I think this could be something to think of. Thank you so much.
I have a comment. This is my first time to understand that hypocrisy is not only like a deviation in my relation to God, but it could be a deviation in my relation to my wife. This is a very good idea, and I should revise myself on it. I have a question, Sayyidina. Does this mean, concerning the security part, does those who wait much, who expect much out of their marriage, most of the girls, is expecting to get more secured inside the marital relation? According to what you said, Sayyidina, does this mean they will get frustrated and despair because they had to enjoy security with God first before getting married?
Definitely. Definitely. Security is not with any person. No one in the whole world, no one absolutely can give you security. If you don't have it within you with Christ Himself, then no one can give it to you. Because every day in life there is a challenge. There is a danger. Something could be taken out away from you. If you put your security somewhere and then something happened to this, what would you do? You will collapse. And that means if you really want to have real security, then it's only Him can do that. And that means if you are not able to secured your foundation of security and your roots of security with Christ Himself, then it will be always a big challenge for you every day. You will become very worried about everything, and the overprotection that sometimes we are doing, either with our spouses or with our children, it lays there. You don't feel actually that you can trust. And that means it will continue to grow with you, and then you are overprotective, and then you come to a control freak relationship. And then you are actually here, you are ruining all the relationship if you want to control everything. It's just, I think, it's a very tough area that we need to deal with it in a delicate way. And the best way to deal with it, that go to the roots of your security with Christ Himself, that you can trust in Him, that He's able to give you security, and no one else can give you security. Then you share life with other people, with your partner, knowing that this is not your security. This is your partner. It's not the source, but it's the medium to share what you have. It's the same thing for love. Your spouse is not the source of love, but your spouse is the medium that you share the love that you have received from God with. Then it's not your security of love. It is the medium to share with. So here, go back to your security concept, and then it will be all solved.
So can I say, Sayyidina, the root in treating the marital problems related to the ownership or those who want to control the spouse and put them in their pocket and lead the relation in a tough way, actually we go through this problem and try to solve it in a psychological way, but the root treatment now is just let this guy enjoy the relation with God and put his faith in God and feel the security with God. He will let go the other one.
Yes, I think it's when we feel secured with Christ, then our relationship would come to normality. It's simply you have the light like this, and then your shadow will become bigger. The more that the angle of the light is stronger, the more the shadow will become bigger. And this is also a relationship. The more that the person will be far away from God, not centering himself or herself with Christ, the more the ownership concept will become real and stronger. Because then you will feel like, I want to keep. Because you can't leave me. You can't go away. And it becomes so tense. And the tension of the relationship, just because I love you so much, I can't leave you. You break me. And this is exactly what is breaking a lot of the relationship. And the more that will be easier, gradually correcting the angle to be centered with the light, the more that the shadow will come closer and become smaller and smaller and smaller till it becomes nothing, then the normality of the relationship will take its size. Then the problems will take its own size. And the persons will take its own size. And that means that you are able to discern a better relationship, and the security will become in God, and the relationship will be much more enjoyable, because then freedom will come more and more. And the freedom is the most beautiful thing in your life, because the freedom will allow you to develop the renewal. And because without it, without the freedom, there is no renewal. And that means you will have security and no renewal. Then there is no balance. Then there is no sound, healthy relationship.
You mean Abuna, non-believer? Yes, those who do not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, whatever God else. Okay.
Then here I think the spiritual part here is not fulfilled. Then a body cannot live without air, and that means also it's without life. I give you an example here. I hope I am not offending anyone, but I feel like this is an example that I think it's relevant. If you take a body and you take a hair and a drop of tears and a drop of blood and a bone and a nail and a piece of meat, what would be the similarity here? If you look at it from outside, it's nothing similar, but all of it could become together because they have the same DNA. Without the same DNA, the whole body would not be in unity. Even though all these components are different, our DNA is Jesus Christ. So if the DNA is not there, I think the body would not be intact. I think that would be my answer.
Excuse me, I like to add something, that if the partner is not believing in God, I can say 100% he will be the consumer in this relation, and he will be the owner in this relation. He cannot give much, he cannot love, he cannot care, he cannot think of the other, because he is selfish. He does not believe in God as love. So from where he can get the love, the unconditioned love, the eternal love? So the relation will be for his sake. So the other guy, the believer one, will be consumed, abused by him.
Then here we are on the process of believing. This is a completely different story than someone is just having another direction. And this is a process of reaching out that you are trying to help this person to come closer to the light. So it's a process. And this happened when the beginning of Christianity, they were already married. And then someone believed in Christ and the other one did not. Then St. Paul here is saying that in this case, you should not just separate, because through your acts, your good deeds, through your faith, the other could believe as well. So this is a process in there. So what we say here, then it would be not the same level of relationship, because we see in the world that a lot of other relationships of people who are not in the sacramental way. And this is something different. Hundreds and millions of people are marrying every day and they are not believing and not having the sacramental marriage. This is, of course, they live in certain levels of their way of living with the eros and the philia, and or the blend of the eros and the philia together, which is okay. They can live with it. But to be elevated on this level of the sacramental life, this is something different. And then if one is wanting to choose only to live in this way and forget about the sacramental way and forget about their eternal life, so they can choose whatever. It's the choice of a person. We're not preventing, but we're saying that it's level of different ways of living. Either you want to live with Eros, you can go ahead on that. Philia, or a blend of Eros and Philia, which most of the time it is like that. Or you can be elevated, another one, and then go to the sacramental marriage.
How about telling us, Sayyidina, what's the Eros level and what's the Philia?
Of course it's...
What's agape?
Yeah, I mean, like here, the eros is the physical attraction, which is actually, it could happen as well that a lot of marriages are based on the eros, and this is it could happen that someone will get attracted to someone, and then they make it through the eros, but their life will always be on this level. And what about if the demands, the expectations, the satisfaction is not enough? Then you need more. And this is the consumerism. And then most of the time you try to catch on with the philia if you start with the eros. You start to catch on with it. And the philia is the friendship. And this is important as well, that within marriage, you need to be friends. And this is an important thing, that you can't be marrying someone and not a friend with. It's very hard. Then you would lose something. Because this is the level of just social interaction with people, and at the same time, you need to have a friend to talk with, to understand you. And it's very important that people will live with this. And there are millions of people that they are staying on this level. But then we have in Christianity, we have this step more in the agape. And it's the unconditioning love. And the unconditioning love, then you are not expecting from the other partner. You just love. Because the love is inside you and you share. And this will not be fulfilled without the sacramental way, because this is given to you in Christ Jesus.
I want to add, in Greek, there is a fourth term for love called storge. Storge means when you love this apple to eat. We can use this term. So this kind of love is the consuming type. I will put it like in four steps now, or four kinds of love. The storge level, that you are abusing or using or consuming this guy. You are dealing with your partner as a material or as food to eat. On the second level, Eros, you are enjoying his body because you are desiring, or you are controlled by your physical desire. The third part is the philia. You are making a friendship with this partner, which is the humanistic level, which looks great. But there is a fourth standard, which our Lord Jesus Christ giving us with the Holy Spirit, to live as God's children. This is the kind of love we are aiming at. So the storge level, I would equalize it with the bad animal, with the wild animal, because you are using this guy, you are consuming this one. The second one, with the good animal, the animal's relations with controlled with the Eros. The third type, with the man standard. Man standard, I mean, this is what's common in life, that they are very good couple because they are friends, which is great, which looks great. But they are greater standard, which is God's love, God's relation, image of God's Trinity, the unity of of God inside, and the unity in your relation with your partner. This is the force, the upgraded. So I would say that even if our relations were with our spouses on any of these levels, we can upgrade the standard, upgrade the level. If somebody, his relation with his wife is still on the level of Eros, he should upgrade it to the philia, and mostly afterwards to the agavi, so he can enjoy the relation more and more, and it will go to the eternal life. Avuna, you have some question. Go, please.
I think we are not judging other people. This is one point here. We are not judging people. But the point here, we are trying to say that there is a level of excellency. There is a level that is there. Then we say that the nature of a human being will enjoy it the best, especially when we know about it. We can't just judge other people if they don't know about it. And then they have to live this. They will marry and they will get children and they will live their life. And this is, they are a law for themselves. It's a common marriage. It's a law for this itself. But this is what we're saying, that you cannot say that they are enjoying it or reaching to the vision of God, helping each other to reach to the example of God, because they don't have the same vision. They could enjoy one another. Then we are in the level here of the philia, of the fellowship. And that's okay if people, they are a law for themselves, and they will follow their law. We're not judging other people here. And we are not saying that these people are bad or wrong. But we are saying that this is what we were giving, and we are happy and thankful for God that we knew about it. Then we should go through it. It's completely different story than if some people they didn't hear about it. But then it gives us another idea. What is our responsibility towards those people? Then our responsibility is to tell them about the good news, to tell them about something good. It's strange actually that there are a lot of missions in the world that they will go and spend lots of time and lots of money just to go to other countries and educate people how to use toilets or how to use this machine or how to get better agriculture. And it's great missions. And this is great. We are happy that they are doing this. But isn't it enough for us to see that a lot of other people doing great missions just for humanism, humanitarian level? Isn't it a good reason for us to also work on the spiritual level if we are spiritual people? Then we should work on this, let them hear about the good news that God has given us.
Concerning the four standards of love, we were saying, and adding the term separation. Separation is very much accepted with the storge, because I made use of this guy, so I finished it. I don't need him anymore. So separation is very much accepted. For a wild animal to eat a weaker animal, he does not need any of him anymore. On the second level, separation is very much accepted because it's kind of physical attraction. If you lose your physical attraction towards your spouse, definitely you will leave away. On the third standard, on the philia level, also separation is accepted because I don't love you as before and you do not respond as before. We are not enjoying our life as before. So let go. You go away and I will go away. But on the fourth standard, the God's love, on the eternal love, on the giving always love, this is kind of love you can never think of separation, because love, this kind of love, never ends. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was against separation, by all means. Because separation means you are still on one of the three previous standards of love. You could never reach the agape our Lord was speaking about. I was seeing some wife serving her husband. He was totally paralyzed. He cannot speak. She's serving him for many years. She's happy. How can you explain this? This is no eros and no storge, definitely, and no philia. He is not communicating back anymore. She is happy giving. This is the agape. This is the fourth standard. She never think of separation. She feels more attached to him than before. So this is the kind of love our Lord trying to put into our hearts. Excuse me, Abuna Yohana, concerning your question about the law. This usually we explain or we interpret on the people before Christ. They were controlled by their conscience or their in-law inside. But those who are living after Christ, we are, as Sayyidina was saying, we are responsible to give them Christ, to introduce the kind of love, the new kind of love we knew now, to them. So they can get into this agape and leave the storge and philia and eros and the things.
The more they grow in life, the more they will find security in God, not in the other partner. until you reach this level, I think you still need your partner as a source of security. I mean, to reach, I understand the idea, and it's a very high level that you think, even no matter what happens to you, you don't need your partner for only security, but you know that your source of security is gone. But isn't this a very high level? And how to do it?
I didn't say that you don't need your partner. You need your partner. For it's important. I didn't say that we don't need our partners. You need your partner just as the medium for expressing the deeper level of the meaning of security. So here we see that where is the source? And where is the expression of it? We need to have expression of it. For example, we have the electricity, we have a main source, but we need the bulb to express it, to give light. Then we need it. But we put it in its own level. That means I need the partner to express my feelings of security. And this is important, to express my feeling of love and to express my feeling of achievement and self-fulfillment and all these achievements, all these expressions that I need a partner for. I'm not, human beings are not a lonely creation, they are social creation. And that means that we need each other. But the source of life, the source of meanings, this is what we need to strengthen. And when we strengthen the source of love, the source of meanings, the source of life, this is where we should work on. And instead of just trying to solve the surface relationship, it's easier to go deeper and work on it from the deeper level. Sometimes it's human beings, they always get attracted to something. Maybe it's not good for them. And most of the time it is the excitement that it conflicts with our security. Meaning, we are always having temptations. And the temptation mainly plays on the strings of excitement. But when we look to Christ and we say, no, I can't do that because it conflicts with my relationship with Christ. It's the same. You always face in life temptations, excitements, something that plays on these strings. But then here, it conflicts. Then who is leading? Is it your security or your excitement? And you need to choose. And if we have always the conflict like this, it's really hard. Then that means that I need to move to the renewal, to balance with the excitement. And if I work on the renewal, the excitement issue would become very much less than I will be able to deal with it. Most of the time, the mistake that we do, that we have a conflict between security and excitement, then it's really a big conflict and it's really hard challenge. But if we move on to the renewal can balance the excitement and solve it. And that means I am safe in the renewal, and then the excitement is not that strong for me.
He was asking about if I'm a beginner in my relation to God. He's not a beginner, but he said so. And he's saying, if I'm on the Eros level or Philia, how can I get the Agape level? Is it so far? And can I go to marry on my level now and I get this level afterwards? I would say, first of all, I want to remind you that getting into Agape does not exclude the Philia and Eros. No. It just sanctify or purify the Eros and the Philia. I mean, if you are living a real spiritual life, you are enjoying God's love, you are giving and caring personality, but you need to be a friend of your wife, and she is your friend. So you will enjoy the friendship more than anybody. And even in the physical relation, you will have a very nice physical relation with your wife, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So we do not exclude or ignore the eros part or the philia part. We are aiming at getting the agape, so we can enjoy everything, the physical part and the psychological human part, and also the spiritual part. Okay? And getting deeper into your relation with God will cover everything, you know. When you love God more, you can love your partner more and more.
The fluidity and consumer.
Sometimes to feel that I want to renew some part in my life, then if you are in the consuming part, you want to use something to do it. For example, someone would say like, okay, I watch a movie. Good. So you renew part of it, and then you will come back to the same level, the same area. And that's what you need to consume more. And this lays the concept of addiction. I want more. Then it makes me happy for a while. It renewed my mood of whatever. And then I need to add more. And then I need it more. Then it's consuming. But the inner renewal is something different here. This is different than that. That's clear.